We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
There was a shootout last night between Chicago police and suspects on the city's southeast side. When it was over, one officer and one suspect were shot. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya with the latest.
Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown says the shooting took place on 92nd and Stony Island Avenue during a traffic stop. He says police had suspected the car they were pulling over had been involved in crime in the area.
During this traffic investigation, officers became involved in exchange of gunfire with the occupants in the vehicle. One officer, one Chicago police officer, is wounded in his leg from gunfire with non-life-threatening injuries.
Superintendent Brown says a suspect was also shot and taken to a hospital. A second person in the car was taken into custody for questioning. According to procedure, the officers involved will be on desk duty for 30 days while the shooting is investigated. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The newest runway at O'Hare Airport is operational as of this morning, completing the $6 billion O'Hare Modernization Program. An update this morning from WBBM's Mike Krauser.
Chicago Department of Aviation Commissioner Jamie Ree says the runway reconfiguration is complete. She says O'Hare is now a more balanced airfield with three runways on the north, three on the south, and two crosswind runways. The latest runway, officially 9 right, 27 left, is just over 2 miles long, the second longest. The Daily Herald reports the city is working with surrounding communities through the O'Hare Noise Compatibility Commission on rotations so that one community is not taking the brunt of the noise all the time. Michael Fox of United Airlines says with the completion of the project, quote, O'Hare is going to be able to rock it. That's the latest on the new runway at O'Hare.
The house in Winnetka that served as the backdrop for the 1990 movie Home Alone is being made available for a one-night stay.
For the first time ever, the house will be available for an overnight stay on Airbnb this holiday season. On December 12th, up to four guests can enjoy a holiday evening inside the famous movie house. Bookings to experience an overnight evening at the McAllister Christmas Home open on Tuesday, December 7th at 1 p.m. COVID-19 guidelines will apply, and guests are responsible for their own travel to and from Chicago. Bob Conway, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Police in the northwest suburbs shot and killed a man overnight after responding to a call of a man with a gun. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya reports this morning the circumstances behind the deadly altercation are being investigated.
Buffalo Grove Deputy Police Chief Mike Shaz says that just before 12:30 in the morning, the call came in to 911 that there was a man with a gun in a parking lot on Radcliffe Road, which is east of Arlington Heights Road and south of Dundee Road. Police believe the 911 caller was the man with the gun, two guns actually. Chief Shaz says the man in his 20s started firing the guns into the air and walking towards the officers.
The officers gave him commands to stop, and he ignored their commands. Officers then shot him.
Chief Shaz says it was a possible case of suicide by cop.
They provided immediate first aid, and unfortunately he was pronounced dead at the scene.
The Lake County Major Crimes Task Force is investigating. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Residents of Chicago's Chinatown neighborhood could be on the verge of living in a ward where the majority of voters are Asian. And our veteran political editor Craig Dunlamore says if it happens, it would be a first for the city.
Asian community advocates for decades have been calling for the ability to elect an Asian alderman, but Chinatown's population is divided among three wards, diluting the community's voting strength. Mayor Lightfoot says putting most of Chinatown in one ward is a high priority.
When it comes to remap, making sure that communities that have a common history, a set of challenges, but also opportunities, are as compact as they possibly can be, is to me, really elementary.
Council Black Caucus Chairman Jason Irvin says a new redistricting proposal from the Rules Committee would make it so.
The map does include the area that generally surrounded the 11th Ward as a ward with a 50+% Asian population.
Even a rival map from the Latino Caucus includes a majority Asian ward. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
For the 21st consecutive month, Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb has signed an executive order continuing the state's emergency COVID status. And it comes as cases of the virus are again surging in that state. The latest this morning from WBBM's Mike Krauser.
Indiana's COVID situation is better in the counties close to Chicago, but not much. Statewide health officials say the unvaccinated and those gathering indoors without masks are driving a surge that threatens to overwhelm hospitals. Dr. Romualdetti, the chief physician executive at the Community Health Network, told CBS4 in Indianapolis they're making contingency plans for the worst surge ever.
It has massive ramifications.
Dr. David Dunkel, the CEO at Johnson Memorial Health.
It keeps happening and not enough people are changing their behaviors.
Indiana had more than 6,000 new COVID cases on Tuesday, a 113% increase over 3 weeks ago.
It's that time of year where we get more respiratory infections anyway, and then you're adding in the COVID patients.
Hospitalizations are up 69% over 3 weeks ago. Just over half of the state's residents have been vaccinated. That's the latest on COVID in Indiana.
The Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Des Plaines is preparing for its annual celebration on December 11th and 12th. Rector Ezekiel Sanchez says the gathering of people celebrating their faith is especially important in the wake of the pandemic, but urges visitors to protect themselves from COVID-19.
We do not drop our guard. We invite all pilgrims to come to at least wear a mask. Wear your masks because we're coming to a place that will be crowded. And we often encourage all our parishioners and all of our pilgrims to, when it comes to the coronavirus, be careful, not be afraid.
He's also urging people who haven't received the COVID vaccine to get it. Thousands of pilgrims attend the annual event December 11th and 12th in Des Plaines. The Chicago Park District's established an Office of Prevention and Accountability in its next budget, part of an effort to address longstanding concerns over workplace harassment and misconduct.
The Park District Board of Commissioners has voted unanimously in support of a new $510.9 million budget. And out of that, just under $618,000 will be used to establish an Office of Prevention and Accountability.
I guess the big question would be, is that adequate for the work at hand?
That's David Greising with the Better Government Association. He's been a longtime critic of Park District culture and their handling of misconduct claims. Referring to his notes, Greising says the Park District's Inspector General Office operated on around $800,000 with 7 full-time staff in 2021.
If you look at that and you say, okay, this $600K plus 5 staff, that comes close to doubling the resources that the Park District applies to this kind of related issue. By that measure, that's a fairly serious commitment.
Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio, 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.